Mark Viviano's with us. One thing I know about that stadium is the Ravens have not been that successful under John Harbaugh away in Cincinnati.
They have not, and that's been when Marvin Lewis was their head coach.
Yep.
And Andy Dalton was their quarterback, and neither is the case now.
Right.
Not to discount what Cincinnati has done or what they're still capable of doing, but it's a new setup now in Cincinnati, and given the state of that team at 0-8, that stadium is going to be far from filled with enthusiastic fans, and not exactly a daunting road scenario for the Ravens, but again, one that in talking to the players and head coach John Harbaugh, clearly they are guarding against any sort of letdown,
yeah,
given the high that they have been on relative to the win over the Patriots.
Well, they're a fun team to watch. There's no doubt. They've got everybody's attention now because they were on national TV and Lamar Jackson went nuts. But people are talking about Patrick Ricard more than ever. He wasn't even drafted, Mark, and here he is, 300 pounds, playing both ways in the NFL.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Just his versatility and the demand that there is to do what he does. In other words, you know, you get so much practice time. He's practicing with offense and defense. And, yeah, that's difficult to do. He at times is a hybrid tight end. He's a blocker, and then he's a defensive lineman. And he's a guy as big as he is who also has speed.
Yeah.
So he's a devastating weapon and kind of reminds me in many ways of the ways that Bill Belichick has used players over the years. He's had many guys that he has had sort of used like a Swiss Army knife where they could do many different things.
Mm-hmm.
But you see the value in a guy like Ricard and what he can do for the Ravens.
Yeah, it's not quite the fridge running from the one, you know, trying to break the plane. It's different than that because it is.
Far from it.
Yeah, it is. And it's just fun to watch him. And the fact that he's undrafted, this team has made so much out of undrafted people walking on.
Oh, yeah. And that's, you know, it's incredible. The draft process, I think it speaks to a number of things. The draft process is an inexact one, to say the least.
Yeah.
And it is, you know, it still comes down to accumulating the best talent. And sometimes it is, as you mentioned, those guys who went undrafted. I mean, Lamar has become the star of the NFL for the moment.
Yep.
And maybe for years to come, and maybe an MVP. But remember, Hayden Hurst was picked before him.
Yep.
And to say the least, Hayden Hurst hasn't really lived up to his billing to this point. But the point being that, you know, even if you kind of miss, if you will, if you hit somewhere and you've got an impact player, you know, that's all that matters.
Yeah, and the Ravens are going to Cincinnati this weekend, and we're going to be watching the pregame. What time do you come on Sunday, 11:30?
We come on at 11:30 with Kadri Ismail. We also have a postgame show as well. So it's a full Ravens Sunday on WJZ. We're excited to bring it because, folks, are certainly excited about the Ravens and the opportunity here to win a fifth in a row and go 9-0. But, you know, they're wary of what the Bengals could do, and it's a rookie quarterback playing for, you know, making his debut in Ryan Finley. And
but who's blocking for him?
Well, so, yeah, exactly. That's his bigger concern. And he is so unknown to the Ravens that Jimmy Smith started looking him up on YouTube to see his college stuff at North Carolina State. So
wow.
We'll see. Rookies can surprise, but you're right when you say who's blocking for him, because that's been an issue.
Hey, one more thing, Mark, before we let you go. The Ravens, when they're favored by double digits, I think this is a stat that's amazing, 33-0 when they're favored by more than 10.
Yeah, well, that's they take care of business. You know, we talked last week about how the Patriots hadn't played good teams, but they dominated those bad teams. And that's what the Ravens have had the ability to do, and they'll try to get it done here. You know, you just got to win by one, even though you're a 10-point favorite. Just get the win and move on.
That's right, yeah. Nobody cares if you cover except the guy betting the money. I don't care.
And I don't encourage people to do that.
No, no. Hey, look, I don't, because I know I'm going to lose. Mark, thanks, man. I'll tell you what, I know you've been out to Cincy. Are you going this weekend, or are you going to be here?
We got a studio show, so I'll be here in Baltimore.
Dynamite. All right, we'll see you on Jay-Z, 11:30 Sunday morning. Mark Viviano.
Thanks,
man.